Thank you in Jesus' name, Father, that I've got a voice that I can lift up to you. Thank you, God, you've put a praise in my heart. Thank you, Lord, I have a joy unspeakable and full of glory, because I know your Son. Oh, hallelujah, I know the love of Christ. And Lord, how immense and how beautiful and how wonderful. Lord, thank you, Jesus, that we know you and we know you in the fellowship of your sufferings. God, thank you, Lord, that you brought us this way, Lord, to suffer with you that we may reign, God. Oh, it's so wonderful, Lord. Thank you, God, that truly you bear it all, Lord Jesus. You took it all for us. And God, let us trust you today. Lord, open your word to us, Lord. This wondrous word of your grace, God. Let us just again draw nigh, Lord, in fervent faith, believing in that assurance, God, that you said it and you'll do it. We believe you and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. If you'd open your Bibles up to Romans chapter 11. And I'm so thankful today that we are at a time we are thanking God for his unspeakable gift, the unspeakable gift of grace, the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. And here's what I'm so excited about today. Romans 11, verse 6. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Let me tell you something, that's a gift. That's an unspeakable gift, is the grace of God. And I thank the Lord today. And I'll tell you what, I'll rejoice. And again, I say rejoice that we are no longer under the law, but we are under grace. Amen. Thank him for this. Rejoice, praise God, in this wonderful grace that we have been given. And today, by, again, the grace of God, may we get more confident completely, in the full assurance that we have all grace. That's what the Word of God says, that we have all grace, but that we would be completely confident in the grace of God. It hit my heart in such a sad way recently. I was rejoicing in this wondrous grace, and a brother that I've come to know pretty well, he'd called me and, you know, when you're just full of the grace of God, you're full of the grace of God. And you can't help but preach and say and rejoice and be thankful for this mercy and the grace of God. And sometimes I just get a little bit giddy, if you can imagine that. But I love to be loved. And I love to be loved by my Savior. And I love that unconditional, absolute, unmerited love that continues to pursue me and the passion that he has and that everything of heaven is backing my life under the word of God to grow and to overcome and to be that one that would be to the fullness and the stature and the measure, the Son of God, praise the Lord, that would be in full maturity and ready to be meeting his Son. Amen. In that wondrous spirit, I begin to be encouraged on this conversation, but yet it immediately struck my heart as I was responding to this grace that it wasn't received. And this brother, and my heart was hurt very much so. He said, yes, brother, but what about James 2:18? And I thought, okay, where's this going? And he says to me about James 2:18. It said there, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you thee my faith by my works. Well, I still was full of the grace of God. And I said, aren't you thankful for that, brother? That praise be to God that this is that working of the grace of God that gives me this faith, that how magnificent that there is a wondrous good work in my life as I take the grace of God for that. And he said to me, oh, brother, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. And I said, oh my, where are we going on this one? And he said, don't you see there it says, it's my works. These are the works that I do. And it was so sweet. I said, no, you're not listening to God. We need to listen to the word of God. And here's what we need to know before we get off into our mind and our, matter of fact, self-righteousness where this was going. We need to understand what God's work is. So I said to him, if you're willing to listen, let's talk about and let's visit in the scriptures and search them. Who gave you the work and who performs the good work that you do? Let's get after it today. Amen. And I'll start off by this. Merry Christmas. How's that? All right. This is a wonderful Christmas present to us. Amen. So let's get on over to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. So thankful that you brought your Bibles today. Because we'll have a sermon with a Bible study, because it should always be that way, should it not? Amen. And if you don't have your Bible with you today, I'm telling you, that brother or sister that's next to you will love for you to scoot on over and look at that Bible with them. Praise be to God. Yes. This is a wondrous fellowship church that we have that God has given. So get close. Get tightly fit and compacted. It'll do you good. Philippians 1:6, it tells us being confident. Are you confident of this? I'm confident of this. I'm confident of him. When he tells me in the word, be confident, I best be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work, or the excellent things, that means, in you. Isn't that wonderful? You say, who, me? Yes, you. He's begun this wonderful good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And see, that's so sweet, because that's kind of like a catch-all. It's talking about and speaking of the sum of every good work in your life, your entire life, obviously the gospel. He's telling you that I will perform it in you, because I was the one that had began all of that good work in you. And I'm going to do all of them. And see, you read something like that, and by the grace of God, that we would have faith that that would just settle it. That, you know, God said it and it's so. That God said it and it's done. And I really want to have that kind of faith. I thank the Lord, though, because he really knows us. And you know what he knows about us? We need to be encouraged over and over. Because our natural self, we like to wrestle with things. We're going to analyze things. We're going to, well, now wait a second. I need to think and I'm going to ponder and I'm going to, you know, we need to listen to the word of God. And before you listen to the word of God, you need to be still. Be still and know the word of God. Be still and know the mighty hand of God. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. He is the one that we're going to find out today. He makes every good work of your life. You don't go around saying, oh, well, I wonder what good work I'm going to do today. I'll assure you right there that he has nothing to do with that. You walk by faith and he brings the good works to your life. You go out that door believing God. Let me tell you something. He's already started. Because you're believing God. He'll bring all of these things to pass. And not only will he bring the good works, not only has he before ordained those good works that you should walk therein, he'll perform those good works in you. And brothers and sisters, it's never changed. It's always been like that. Even in the Old Testament, sometimes people think, well, you know, they had to work harder than us. And let me tell you, they're always looking at the blood. Get over yourself. Get to praising him for his wondrous grace. In Isaiah, this is so fabulous. I get excited. Chapter 26, verse 12. Isaiah 26, 12. Definitely get your highlighter for this one. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us. Well, isn't that wonderful? How does he do that? For thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Did you hear that? Lord, you are the one that works all the works in us. Not just for us, but in us. Isn't that mighty? Isn't that precious? And he didn't just say some. It didn't say a few. He said all our works. All those works, praise God, in us. It's marvelous. Amen. Thank him for this. Praise God. I'm glad to hear that. It's beautiful, brothers and sisters. That's why no wonder he tells us in Hebrews 4:10 that when you will cease from your own work, you will enter into the rest of God. You're not resting, it's because you're doing. You're trying to fix it. You're trying to somehow, some way, to do something of your own strength when, let me tell you something, it's by my might, saith the Lord. And what is his might? It's his Spirit and his Spirit's power. That's that wondrous grace of God that is for us, brothers and sisters. Let's shoot on over to Romans chapter 3. Love this. Romans chapter 3. And we go into verse 27. I love how Paul says it. He just lays it out. Because I'll tell you what, if there was a man that knew self-righteousness, Paul knew it. Because Paul was as self-righteous could be. Paul was as active in his flesh of any man who ever walked the earth. He wanted to do of his own strength. He wanted to be religious to the bone. And in that, he knew that that would never attain to the righteousness of God. So here's what he concludes. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. We have no boasting in ourselves. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Isn't that awesome? See, that's the boasting we have. And it's not in my faith, praise God. It's the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That I can believe the word of God. That's the boasting. The boasting is the word of God that backs my life. The boasting, praise God, is this word of his grace that builds me up. That's what builds me up. It's him, isn't it? It's not me. It's his wondrous word. And knowing that word and being absolutely assured of that word, that he has said this, this is for me, this is mine, praise God. And if he be for me, who could be against me? Amen. He's got to lay me down sometimes when I get disappointed in myself. And he says, come on. You can't even be against you. Who are you? You're his. Amen? You are his. You are not your own. You're his. Whose life lives in you? Well, my life does. No, it doesn't if you're a child of God. He told you this. He told you this. He said, I am crucified with Christ. You died. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it's not I, but it's Christ that liveth in me. That's our confidence. That's my boasting. Praise the Lord. It's the life of Christ in me. I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. His beautiful life. It's so magnificent. It's like the light shining through that these wonderful panes of glass. It's the same light, but those panes are all different. It captures it in a different beauty. And as the sun kind of goes down, and even as it becomes nighttime and the lights come through, every one of those panes, they catch a different glory all the time. One star differeth from another in glory. But it's the same light. There's only but one. It's him. He's the beauty of it all. This is what's so wonderful. I'll give you an example of this. We have a brother here who loves watches. I won't tell you who it is, but it's this fellow down here in the brown jacket. He's large, and he loves those watches. But he's always told me about him. He always wants me to have a nice watch, but I'm too cheap, I think. So, but he loves that. I don't even know some of the names. I think what is, I wrote one down, that Philippe Patek or whatever. There you go. See, okay. I'm glad he doesn't do that about the Word of God. That's all right. But the Cartier, the Rolex, you know, those kinds of things. And he loves those things and admires them. You know why he admires them? It's because of the workmanship. It's the precision. It's the beauty. It's the value. They're absolute masterpieces. And they really are. I love to go and watch stores. And Polly knows that when we travel, I just like to go in there in awe at how incredible these works of art are. But I'm going to ask you something. Does that masterpiece have any boasting? Did that wondrous masterpiece, was there anything that that watch did to make itself? Was there any part that that watch made of itself? Did that watch bring all of any of those parts together by itself to make what you're looking at? No. The honor and the boasting is very clear. It's very simple. It's in the Creator. It's in the one who made it. It's the one who put it all together. It's that one, praise God, that performed all the workings of it, that once finished, it keeps that impeccable time. All of that beauty, all of that wonder, all of that value, all of that pleasure that gives. And all I could say thinking of that, aren't you thankful for the grace of God? Amen. That's my life. And I know that. When you're really honest with your life, praise God, before God, you know of you, it's a wretched man. It's a wretched man. And I glory in that. I say, oh, thank you, Lord. I realize, oh, the wretched man that I am, but for God. I thank the Lord for that. I was thinking about that precious life in the Word of God. As, you know, those self-righteous ones were saying, oh, who's going to get the most in heaven? Was it the one that did better here? Or was it the one that had the more to forgive that did the work? Well, you know, the Lord said, I think the one that did all those things wrong that has more to forgive, that one's going to have it. See, people don't like that. We're seeing that right now, aren't we? Oh, we got to go find the perfect ones. All men are liars. Every one. You better know it. There's only one that will always tell you the truth, and he's right here. He's right here. And he's the one that I rejoice in your life, and he's the one that you rejoice that lives in me. That's the one. Don't get distracted by these men. Come in different forms and shapes and all that. But for God, they're still all liars. And if they're recording it, and I'm sure they are, I'm glad you're hearing it. We know it's not hidden from God. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. I love the grace of God. I love that you are what you are by the grace of God. I love that I am what I am by the grace of God. I glory in that grace. I thank the Lord that I think of him. I thank the Lord that I want to know him more and more. And the more and more that I want to know him, it's all because of the grace. And then praise God, he gives me grace for grace. He gives me more grace. And it's so marvelous to understand this, that he's the one that does the working. Go on over to Ephesians 2. It only gets better in the Lord. In Ephesians 2, verse 10, Brother Ty was speaking of this today. It says, for we are his workmanship. Kind of sounds like them watches, doesn't it? Amen? Sure does. We are those masterpieces, and we are whose workmanship? His workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Is it getting a little bit more clear about whose work it is? Amen? Oh, I love this translation of it here. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared the good works beforehand, that we should walk in them. It's marvelous. How much, really, could it be any clearer? Could it be any more plain, really? Praise be to God. We are his workmanship. He created us for good works, which he prepared and made those good works. Yes. He made every good work for my life, that by faith I should walk in it. He's just telling me to believe. Go out and take a little walk of faith. Believe him for that. Have you made a horrible mistake today? Is there something you would like to take back? Well, have the faith that the good work has already been made for you to just go out now and walk in it. See, the enemy, all he wants to prevent you from doing is walking by faith, isn't it? And that's fear. Somehow you're going to manipulate, maneuver, figure something out. It doesn't work that way. It works by faith. And that wondrous, wondrous Romans 8:28. And we know, and we know, and we know, all things work together for good to them that love God. And I love God. I love God. I'm so thankful I do. And he'll take all those things and work them together. He really will. It's not based upon you. It's based upon his grace. It's based upon his mercy. That love for you. And what he's encouraging each and every one of us today is trust him. Believe in that love wherewith you are loved. Believe in that grace and that mercy. Quit of this. Begin to live by the faith of the Son of God and walk. Walk. Amen. It's very, very clear. Do we see this as we close this up here in Philippians 2:3? Go back over there. I told you, got to have this word. It's just praise the Lord. But in Philippians 2:13, it says, "For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Once again, he works it. Even his pleasure. Matter of fact, there isn't anything else that can work his pleasure but him. There's nothing else that can be pleasing to him but faith. Amen? And what is faith? It's him. It's the word of God, is it not? Isn't that beautiful? Lights are going on. Hallelujah. To really understand something that we hear all the time. It's something that we know. But something that we know in truth, that somebody comes at you and says about works. There's nothing wrong with works. They're beautiful. The works of God. And the works of God are always beautiful, because the works of God are something that he saw in ages past, specifically and tailor-made for each and every one of our lives. And they're good works, because everything from above, it's good. It's good. It's him. It's his. But that's only going to work one way. It's going to be by faith. It's not going to be by me working. It's going to be by the word of the Lord working it. And how does it work? By faith. All them good works, they're just sitting there for you. It's not you. It's already done. It's already finished. It's already there for you to just walk in it. You walk in it by faith. You walk in it by believing. That's why the word of the Lord, like we read, that ye should walk therein. Well, let me contemplate this, Lord. Wait a second. It's already there. You've already made it. It's good as God is concerned. So that's like a benchmark that I can't even perceive or conceive. So I'm going to contemplate whether to walk in that. Lord, help my unbelief. Let me get out there and run in it. Let me soar in it. Let me just absolutely get lost in that. Isn't it wonderful? And what keeps us from that good work is unbelief. Unbelief. When we're weak, when we hear things that aren't of the word of God. Think about people always saying, well, you got to be around positive people. Don't be around negative people. You hear that all the time. And I agree with that to some extent regarding that. But what is man's positive? Man's positive will just take you down a path that will be absolute void. It'll be a path of destruction. And you can be around people that are naturally good and all of that, but it will always be a leanness to your soul. Amen. It will never satisfy you. It will rob you. What you need to be around, yes, are positive people in the Lord that encourage you of who you are in Christ. Who you are in Christ. Always encouraging you of the new man that lives in you, that you're brand new. That he that liveth in you, that Christ in you is the hope of glory. It's that life that needs to be fed. It's that life that needs to be enriched. It's that life, praise God, that needs to just feast upon the power of that life. That's the Holy Ghost power. That's why you just sit at the well. That's what we're doing right now. We're sitting at the well, praise God. We're just feasting on truth. Amen. This is what it is. It is all there. All of those good works before ordained, before he ever set a star in heaven. That's what he means. Young people, I'm telling you, for your life, before he set a star in heaven, he saw that good work for you. And even the very first good work of your life, what would that be? Praise God, the working of salvation. Us in Christ. He saw it. Amen. See, that's what it is. It's all in Christ. Those works never change. It's all in the life of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. There's no difference. That's why I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see that? That's why I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We all have something today. Somebody's got something. And God always has a way of doing it because he loves to try your faith. And that something's always called impossible. It's too hurtful. It's too painful. It was too bitter. It made me too angry. I can't get over it. Oh, yes, you can, because he did. And that's the life that lives in you. And that's the good work, praise God, that he has before ordained that you should walk therein. Amen. It's so wonderful. You need a deliverance today. That's the good work which he's begun, that you should walk therein. Don't you think he saw that in ages past? Do you think anything of your life somehow surprised him? Wow, that... The only thing that really surprises him is wonderful is like the faith of that man. Oh, Lord, you just stay here. You're a busy man just like I am and all that. You just say it and it's so. I love to surprise him like that. Now, I'm thankful, brothers and sisters, that all my good works have been waiting for me since ages past. That even the first good work, to the very last, he's the author and finisher of my faith. And I'm thankful that I can give him the praise and the thanksgiving for every good work. Remember this always. He made them for you. He made them for you. And he then, praise God, made them for you. Isn't that something? See, he made them for me, praise God. And he made me for them. It's a perfect fit, is it not? How wonderful. And by the Spirit, his Spirit, that's how they're wonderfully, wonderfully performed. I'm thankful today, and I can testify this before you. I'm changing. And I'm changing because of one thing. I'm believing. Faith changes us, and it changes us from glory to glory like him. Praise God. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus.
Did I not speak? Heaven violently by force.
Yes.
The kingdom of heaven is the throne of grace. But will you come in and take quickly, without hesitation, the grace that I have given to you? Are you willing to take it violently for yourself?
Oh.
Are you willing to live abundantly in all the things that I have given you?
Yes.
Are you willing to believe and follow me?
Oh, yes. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Grateful to God for the Spirit and the witness. Hallelujah. We thank God again for this wondrous truth and grace. Lord, it's marvelous and thank you, Lord. We're growing up. And we grow up just as we know the life that lives in us. Just to know that wondrous life of Christ that has it all. That we are, praise God, these little lords of all, as you said. And thank you, God, that all your desire is for your sons to grow up fully. That, Lord, that we would praise you and have this fellowship in the fullness, hallelujah, of what you've given. Lord, come in for every need today. And in that, to enlighten the eyes of our understanding that you've met that need. And today, Lord, by that wonderful encouragement of faith for every life here today, step out in faith and walk in that good work this morning. Don't let us hesitate, Lord God. Lord, lift up my head. Lift up my head to see you. Lord, for somebody that might be down today, that might be hurt for about something today. Lord, lift up their face. Lord, let them see you today, Jesus. Lord, might be discouraged, might be embarrassed. Lord, once again, it might be some grave mistake. They let their family down. They let themselves down. They hurt somebody very terribly. But by the grace of God, Lord, as you looked there and you saw Peter as he denied you that third time, and Lord, how he would have bowed his head in disgust and thought, oh Lord, may I just die. But oh God, you saw a good work for him. And oh, how you appeared to him, just like you're appearing to us. And oh, all you say is, do you love me? That's all it is. Do you love me? Oh, Lord, you didn't ask him to get right. You didn't ask him, oh, come here and tell me you're sorry. You just stood there with those wondrous eyes of the dove, hallelujah, that's penetrating our heart right now. I'm thankful that I know you love me. I give you the praise and the glory and the honor, the thanksgiving, and someday face to face in Jesus' wondrous name. Amen.